Okay. Hello everyone, California Mackie here. Hope you're doing well, and welcome to the Mackie Platter, the show where we talk about whatever we want, because this is my show. And I am totally ripping that off from someone. If you guys know what I watch, or if we bond at a certain level, you definitely know where's that referencing from. So yeah, hi, how are ya? Now, this episode is just gonna go out to something simple because I'm starting out, alright? What I like in a good yaoi story. What I like in a good BL story. What I want from boys' love. Now, we all know, now you know me, I like a really, really, really juicy, saucy, spicy, meaty, delicious story. Visual novels that I play tend to be from cute to, oh my god, you nasty. You know how it is, right? But there's something that I think you guys might not know, or maybe you know, or you have an inkling, but you're not quite sure. You see, I am a romantic. I am a sucker for a good romance. You know that that animated short of the boy who had a really cute crush on another guy? And, sorry, I'm at a cafe, and with social distancing, I can finally talk at a distance from other people. But at the same time, some people talk really loud and clean up is some mess. But going back, I like stories. I like a really cute story. I don't mind if it's like platonic or it's very tame. I don't need it to be saucy, spicy, or disgusting. I am actually a very romantic person. I mean, I can satisfy myself. I've learned that over quarantine. I can satisfy myself. Thank you very much. So yeah, actually, that's not a red flag. That's just something that I can pull off. So, I don't need to be like that with another person if that's what they... If they're not feeling up to it, you know. And, you know, I know I talk about, like, I really want to go down on them. But I simp respectfully. So, if it's an actual person that I'm talking to right now... I mean, fantasizing, that's human nature, I guess. But committing to the act is totally different. For example, celebrity crushes. We're all thirsty for a certain person. Maybe Tom Holland, maybe Chris Evans, or Sebastian. but, darling. In real life, I don't think we'd be that kind of person. It's just, we can get our fantasies run wild. But then in real-world application, it's really gonna depend on the person. So, yeah, I don't see myself as that kind of... I don't see myself as that kind of guy. That said, however, I do love cute, cute romances. I just... Would I say it's short supply in yaoi and BL? No, not actually. Not really, it's... However, at night, I keep looking up the hardcore sections of manga reading sites. I am indeed guilty of that. But once in a while, I do scroll over to the more softer, tamer side of manhwa, and then I see a cute story, and I'm like, oh, it's so cute! It's so cute! It's really. Really, that's all I need sometimes. A really cute story. It doesn't have to be saucy, spicy, whatever. It'd be nice, but it's not a necessity. And quite frankly, a lot of people think that we're sexual degenerates, let's just say. But I like a compelling story that doesn't feel stupid and isn't against most of my morals. Okay. What morals? I ask myself the same question. but I do have standards. I have standards, I have morals. A lot of people think I don't, but I do. What does that include? Well, I'd like it if things were consensual. There are only very few dubious consent fics that I subscribe to. Dubious because it's still on that fine line. But then full on thing, it leaves me with a bad taste in my mouth. And I've had different tastes in my mouth, you know? So it's a really hard thing to define, but basically I have things that are all right with me and things that are not. Let's see, what else? What else do I like in a cute story? Oh yeah, I'm not very particular. I'd like a variety of characters. I like a mix of skinny, chubby, muscular, and softer. I like a mix. Here's the thing. I enjoyed Yaoi to a certain extent, but then the characters end up looking and feeling monotonous. It's always of some poor skinny bitch with a rich skinny bitch. You get look, imagine. Every other story that I come across, I mean, sure, economic standing is a vital point of relationships, but at the same time, there has to be more. There has to be more, Linda. I'd like to see maybe a struggling couple just try to work through life and through their jobs as equals. I like to see variety, basically. I mean, and I don't know. I think it's the point of appeal. I never see stories about chubbies or anyone that's a little bit overweight or muscular, and I only mostly see it at the Bara section. And we all know what happens at the Bara section. There are only very few stories in the Bara section that have soft muscle boys just being cute and romantic. And I want that. I want that more than anything. Just give me muscle. Just give me those kind of people, you know? Also, the story has to not be shit. If it's too much shit, then it's actual. The story is kinda, whatchamacallit, upsetting. If it's too upsetting, then yeah. I kinda like my stories with a bit of oomph. I like it with a kick. If it. Some stories fall flat. I noticed that. After the initial attraction, a second reading, and I noticed that it feels kind of flat. It lost its allure at the second reading. That's not technically a great story. It could be good, but at the same time, I don't know, my standards are really whack. What else? Oh god, I hate this trope. It's the whatchamacallit. It's the kill the gays trope. I'm kind of sick of it. Because the only way that you can put drama is if you kill somebody, apparently, and I'm like, please no. I already feared for my life once. I don't want to fear for someone else's life like that. But at the same time, it's ingrained in our society, maybe? Oh, God. I don't know, I just like. I like something with spice, but I also would like a proper resolution to it. Even bittersweet endings work great. Sure, it's a little bit of heartbreak, but it's also bittersweet for a reason. I don't think we should shy from that. I don't think we should shy from those stories. Now, what mangas have I read? I read too much. I read too much. But there was this one Bara manga. It's about, God, I forgot the name. I might have to Google it up. I might have to search for it. I'll try to search for it. But it's about this guy. I mean, some thick muscle guy being left with a daughter. And then they're trying to rekindle romance with someone else. So, I mean, with another guy. So, if I remember, I can't remember where it was. Damn, I forgot the name. I forgot the name. I think it was by Matsu Takeshi. It's either Matsu Takeshi or Matsuzaki Tsukasa, if I remember right. Hell, it might be Mentaiko. It might. Wait, no, it's not. Matsu Takeshi has a different art style, right? Was it Mentaiko? No, it's not even Mentaiko. Mentaiko is a little bit more wild. God, I can't remember their name. I can't remember the artist. But they're one of the more veteran Bara artists. That's all I remember. That's all. I feel bad. I'm sorry. But I think some of you might have read it. I don't know. I'm basically talking to myself here. So, okay. Now that we've covered some of my gripes. Do I like anything in particular? Well, there was. I was blueballed by one particular yaoi story. God, I forgot the name, but it was discontinued because I don't know what the hell happened to the artist. I tried looking, but I can't find it anymore. It was something I read back in high school. And it kind of left an impression on me. I think this godfather was trying to rescue someone. It was a gangster story. That's all I remember. What else? Let's see. Speaking of what I read and watched in high school, it's not Boys Love. I think it was Shonen Ai. It's gay if you squint. It's about this gem on a hand, Eye of Mikhail. I forgot the name of that manga. 13 Ghosts? Hold on. Googling right now. I don't know. 13 Ghosts? Hold on, not the horror movie. Anime. It's taking a while to Google. I have to apologize. But there we go. Oh, 7 Ghosts. It's not 13. It's 7. 7 Ghosts. It feels like a shonen ai, but it's actually action and gothic fantasy, apparently. It's gay if you squint. It's gay if you squint. So yeah, I have not read the manga. I should read the manga. I feel like it went farther than the anime. I watched the anime way back when, but now, oh god, did they finish? It was only 25 episodes. It was 25 episodes. Hold on, what was on the media of 7 Ghosts? Plot. Manga. Serialized as in the Shoujo Manga magazine. 17 volumes have been written. 17 volumes, and they only made 25 episodes. I don't know how far it goes. They stopped publishing in 2009. Viz Media licensed the series. The first volume of their version of the series was released 2012. Anime has been licensed by Discotech Media. Damn it. It's one of those things that were left on cliffhangers and discontinued. I hate that. This is what I hate sometimes. When there's a good story and it stops in the middle, it's almost as bad as those times that I read cute, amazing stories on Archive of Our Own, and the writer stops in the middle for 5 fucking years. I hate it. I hate it with every fiber of my being. I hate it. I hate it. It feels like a betrayal half the time, and it's... I'm sorry, Okay, here's one thing that I really need from a story. Closure. Proper closure. Don't leave me in a cliffhanger unless it ties properly into the plot. Unless that's the point. Just like... Oh my god. Can we take a detour for a moment? So, people are complaining that it stops at a cliffhanger, and I'm like, that's the point. The point of Soul, the Pixar movie, the one that looks that you look like what? You look like clams or seashells or whatever. The one with the jazz player. Anyway, it ends at an open ending, and people were complaining about that. But then the point of the movie was, spoiler, the point of the movie is the journey of life being up to you. So I was happy about that ending, despite it being open. Okay, going back, BL manga. Is there something that sticks to mind? Anything by Jess Davi has imprinted on me for the longest time. I'm still caught up with the one with the one about plants. I mean, the one with the plant friends. It's boys love, but it's Bara, and it's hardcore, really hardcore. I have no regrets on that. These are really nice stories. What was the name of the plant guy? Gary and Pitt. Gary and Pitt. I was invested for a while. Let's see, what else? The one with the guy dating a demon from hell. Tobias? If I remember right, it was Tobias. Tobias and Guy. It was Tobias and Guy. I think I have a collection of the comics. It was a really good story. I'm sad to see it end, but I'm glad that they put it at a good ending. So the creator of Tobias and Guy really did a good job with these characters. It was at the heyday of Tumblr. And I really miss old Tumblr, I really do. But I'm kind of hoping... Back then I wish I could draw so I could write those stories that I want, you know? I want to write the stories that I want to read. Because I'm not the only person who feels that way. But I suck at drawing, so I kind of... Lately I've been trying again, but at the same time it hasn't been too successful. I might just stick to writing. Because I have a few stories, some will make you cry, some will make you go, oh, fuck, shit, that is dark. Apparently I'm a horror fan. God, sorry. What else? By the way, if you're watching this on YouTube or listening to this on YouTube, feel free to comment any recommendations, as long as it doesn't have too many swear words. It doesn't have swear words that fight that make the algorithm think it's nasty. But I am looking for more stories. Sometimes I go into those manga reading sites and I try to look up what's on Yaoi, what's on Bara, BL. I come across some juicy ones, definitely. I don't mind them, but sometimes I could use that variety, as I mentioned. I have definitely bought a few. Let's see. Stories that I have also read. Oh, Redguard. I don't know how you pronounce that handle, but Redguard wrote a few stories. I mean, drew a few manga and comics, because I guess it counts as Western. I have the one about Gladio from FF14, and it was nice. Woo! Absolutely nice. Absolutely. Oh, God. Now, if I was to deign anything a personal favorite, that's really hard because I can't... I know the feeling that I had for some stories, but sometimes I can't even remember the name. I just know the plot. I know the plot and... It sticks. Would I recommend anything? Definitely. If you haven't read the Tobias and Guy comic series yet, there's a good chunk of it. I think the Tumblr account should be still open. Otherwise, the artists might have moved to Twitter and, Twitter and Instagram. Other than that, I don't know. I think I might have a collection that I could share, but at the same time, as long as I don't profit, it's fine. But at the same time, I would like to reference and point towards the artist's account. I wouldn't put it up on my website now, but I think I would just. I think the best way is actually to just find the artist, find their artworks, and link to it. That feels like the most respectful way. I just have an offline copy for my own satisfaction. In my own satisfaction. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, let's see. What's on my bookmarks? I feel like I have it on my bookmarks somewhere. Collections. I know you guys can't see because this is a podcast, but I have stored up so many things and stories to jack off to. I have a folder. I have folders. I have lots of folders. Hold on. The best way to purchase a hot... That's dubious consent. Twinkets fuck my monster cut. I'm filthy. Penguin Frontier Class Alpha. Oh, I think I know this one. Camp Buddy, I already finished it. Fire Force, Dojin, Leon Kennedy. Oh god. I have Resident Evil Dojins. I'm a Niven Field whore. I am a fucking Niven Field whore. Also, Percy Jackson, Percy and Aries. Someone started it, and I'm enjoying it. Also, I don't mind alternate universes in manga. I don't mind it at all. I don't mind doujins, I don't mind those. Because that's... As long as you can pull off a good story... Just pull off a good short plot, it's fine with me. But don't yank on my feelings too much like by leaving a cliffhanger. I would hate that. I would hate that to the end of time. I might love hate it. Hate is a very complex feeling, and so is love. They're not mutually exclusive at all. I mean, there are some stories that I'm like, I love, but I also hate. And the background music is ridiculous. Whew. Gosh, I didn't think that I could actually pull off something close to 30 minutes of me discussing on my own, because most podcasts are like 30 minutes to an hour, and they have someone backing them up. So being able to pull this off was pretty great. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I think I will try to do more, because this was fun, as long as I have a proper flow. Although we did take detours here and there, I think there were also some pauses that I need to cut out, because that, my dears, is a mess in its own. Alright. I think it's getting close to my pickup, and I might have to leave soon. I've talked myself out. I don't know what else to add. A lot of my stories are just some things that I passed over and haven't thought back in a while. Others are just those things that are close to my heart. I'll try to come up with something to discuss next week, alright? Or, you know, this weekend. My schedule's a bit off these days. Work from home, and then no space to record at home, so it's a little bit 50-50. Alright. Talk to you guys soon. California Mackie signing out, and enjoy the platter. Now, before we wrap up, we'd just like to give a really big thanks to the ones who made this possible. The patrons over at my Patreon. That's patreon.com/CaliforniaMackie. CaliforniaMackie. It's pretty long, so if you're a bit confused, you could also just look up my link tree. The handle is thecalimac. TheCalimac. Thank you guys so much for the continued support. I hope to deliver more of these, and at the soonest. So, thanks!